if you like podcasts, then you really are about to just have a good time. It's Fans on Patrol time, y'all. I'm the host of Fans on Patrol. My name is Montego. With me is the queen of podcasting lightning bolts herself, Miss Tifflebot, my co-host. What's going on with you?
Well, just excited to be here to talk about this video game movie.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we
quote unquote video game movie.
Yes, man. I'm pretty excited about it too, man. we have a great show, man. As Tiff is alluding to, we went to the movies and actually, you know, risk life and limb because we're back to that again. Mm-hmm. To see Free Guy starring Ronald McDonald.
Fucking goddamn it. What's his goddamn name?
Ronald Reynolds. It's his mama's fault for doing that double R thing. Ryan Reynolds. I don't know why that's so hard to say today.
Well, as soon as you were like Ryan Reynolds, I was like Ronald Gosling. Like I couldn't think of the right Ryan even. So I get you.
So we got that today, man. What else are we doing? Star Wars dropped something unusual and out of nowhere. I mean, and I know I get excited over Star Wars stuff, but we got to talk about this one. They dropped something. And I don't know if people have been really paying attention to the Jeopardy fiasco, but
I think people have been.
I'm loving it. And I want to talk about the latest thing that happened. It's almost like The Young and the Restless, man. You can hear the music playing behind. It's like so much drama in this damn, you know, thing. You know, and then I felt like we got connection to it because, you know, there was some stuff in the movie. You know, a huge nerd is concerned. So we'll get into that when it gets here. We went back to that game that we started. I knew that Tiff would find a better name for it. I think the first time we did it, you weren't on a show. You guys know the game where it's not even a game. We try to fix a movie and make it better, you know, because, you know, it's just needs some tweaks. We could totally change it. So I think we called it You Fix It or something, but Tiff changed the name to Fixed by Fans. Voila. Bravo. Waiting for a good name, man. That's all we needed. So, you know, once we finish that up, we'll do the Big Daddy, and that'll be it for the day, Tiff. How's that sound to you, man?
I mean, come on. I'm ready.
All right. Let's go. All right, man, we are back. It's time for social media. We want to let you know all the places you can reach us. Tifflebot, hit us real hard.
So for everything Fans of Patrol, go to our main hub. That's fansofpatrol.com. And then you can talk to us on our socials at Fans of Patrol on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Please listen to us on your favorite listening platform as you're doing now and subscribe to our YouTube. We also have a Patreon, just FYI. And for as little as a dollar, you can hear more great content.
Extra stuff,
more
y'all.
Average content.
No, see,
I'm just being an asshole. This is great content.
You did that last week, telling people to turn off the
Listen,
show.
Listen, it's funnier to tell people it's garbage and ask for a dollar than it is to tell them it's great and ask for a dollar. It's not funny to be like,
it's the greatest.
It's so good. Dollar, please.
Well,
with
all due respect, though, I've actually got some pretty good feedback on the last few shows. So there we go. So,
who said what?
There we go. So.
No, say something nice. Tell us what they said. They said, hey, I'm glad Tiffany made you watch Turtles 3.
People said we went in so hard on Turtles 3. They never heard us go that hard on a movie before. I was like, I guess you're right. I was like, it was torturous, man.
It was a bad movie. It was just bad. Okay. It was hard. No, I don't want to give it away for free. If you want to hear what we thought about Turtles 3, you should get on to the Patreon. I mean, here's the thing. I don't advise it because I want to continue to get you. It's $12 a year.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's nothing.
To hear all this bullshit that we do. However, that being said, if you want to hear just like the Turtles, just like pay a dollar and then like fucking cancel it. I don't take $1.
And then this week we're doing Pixels.
Yeah.
So that's going to be an interesting one. Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
We're trying to follow a theme,
y'all. Tifflebot said we should probably do the Patreon and have some kind of relation to the main show. And I said, voila, that's a great idea. So that's what we're trying to do. So here we go, man. So Star Wars, we're back to this. So Tifflebot, this week, Lucasfilm, I believe it's Lucasfilm, they released
long ago.
God damn it.
A great warrior came to this village.
You know, just terrible when that happens. I'm not going to stop the recording. We're going to keep going.
I mean, I think that it's good to let people know that we're actually human. You know, sometimes we accidentally open a trailer that we're going to talk about and it plays a little.
Yeah, a full sound. So anyway, man, Star Wars Visions. Now, they advertised last year or earlier this year, I believe, about all the Star Wars projects. And then the one was canceled because it was called Rangers. And that was the lady, you know, that was her project that we didn't know, you know, from The Mandalorian. You know, the ex-fighter lady. I forgot her name.
Yeah, the one that, like, did a bad thing.
Yeah. And so they canceled that one. But Star Wars Visions, they told everybody and everything, you know, about this show. This one is about Ahsoka Tano. This one is about this person. But Visions, they just said Star Wars Visions, you know, with this logo. And everybody's like, ooh, okay, whatever that's going to be. I had no idea that, one, this was going to start streaming this year in September on the 22nd. Two, I didn't know that it's another animated feature, but it's hardcore anime. I mean, hardcore anime. And so, you know, when I saw this, I said, oh, damn, I want to know what my co-host thought about this, because I know you are an anime person. And this, what are your thoughts, Tifflebot?
The thing is that I am not, like, hugely into Star Wars. I say that all the time on the show, but I like it. I'm just like,
yes, people know that.
So I'm not sure how I feel about watching something like this. That I like anime, but I'm not, like, super into it. And I like animation.
See, super into it.
Oh no, I mean, I like it, but, like, I probably haven't watched an anime in, like, years. Honestly.
We are talking to the wrong person on the show, y'all. I thought we was talking to a real fan.
Yes. Sorry, everyone. Sorry to disappoint you. But I do enjoy it. But what I'm saying by that is that, like, I think, like, a lot of people who like anime a lot just watch a lot of anime, which is fine.
Yeah.
But I'm just more, like, I have a very specific type, and I used to watch a lot of anime, so I think I've just, like, gotten to the point where I'm like, oh, I'm only going to watch the ones that I'm like, this one, or this one. Anyway, that being said,
yes,
this does look really interesting. It's a very similar property situation, in my opinion, to the Animatrix, if anyone remembers that.
100%. Yeah, I agree with you 1,000%, except there's not one that's computer generated. Like, because, you know, they had that one that was computer generated.
That one.
And all the rest of them were like anime one way or another. Yeah. Yeah.
So I would definitely, like, check this out, because I do enjoy, basically, the reason I would watch this isn't even because it's anime. If you gave 3 or 4 or 5 different famous live action studios, that sounded really weird to my ears, live action studios the chance to recreate or show you what they could do with Star Wars, I would find that to be really fascinating as well. I like to see other people's ideas of something. Do you know what I mean? We're just a little fun, like a almost like an alternate universe kind of situation. I like that.
Well, saying that, so there's 7 worldwide studios that got the chance to do this, and there's 9 original stories. So I guess this is limited, I imagine, unless it just beats ass, you know, and then them dollars start clocking in, you know, cha-ching, and then we'll be like, we're going to do 9 more stories next season, you know.
Yeah. It's start to ruin that.
Right, but so far it's 9 different stories, and nothing looks the same. Everything looks completely different from one to the next to the next to the next. I hate this, but because it's because it's Star Wars, I'll watch it.
Yeah. But yeah, why do you hate it?
I'm not a hard, you, everybody knows I'm not a hardcore anime fan. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not.
But you can, like, enjoy a thing just because you're not.
Yeah. Like, you know, I like some animes. People on this show know which ones I like. I actually started watching Star Blazers from the beginning, because the last time I watched it, I was 6. And it's really an adult thing. It's really good. I enjoy it more as an adult. And, you know, it's anime, you know, of course, but, you know, some of the stuff I'm just not that big of a fan. But because it has a Star Wars brand on it, I'm absolutely going to, of course, I'm going to check it out, man. We'll probably do a one shot on
fucking
it.
Fucking probably love it. It's be your fucking favorite thing.
I don't know. I don't like the little Care Bear bunny looking rabbit people. See, shit like that is what I don't like about anime. We're like, what am I looking at?
That's but one thing.
Right. So Yeah, of course, I want to check it out. It might be hardcore, but some of the ridiculousness of it kind of gets me. Like the one guy that has the fan with a billion lightsabers on it. It's like, and then like the lightsabers a whip, but it's a different whole thing. So just
I want to know.
Don't take it too seriously. Take
why would you fucking want to see something that you've already seen done? I don't want to see an animated version of the same shit. The idea is that they're doing this thing that. What if Star Wars? It's a what if for Star Wars, right? Just like, I don't want to see a Star Wars animation where it's a prequel or whatever. I want to see a Star Wars where they're like, well, what if they had a whip? Or what if the Rebels did this? Yeah, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I do get it. It's just some things that, you know, it's like, if you do an anime and it's about samurais, normally, you know, you might have more than one sword, but a sword is still a sword. So I'm really being nitpicky.
But what if they did it with samurai, but they had the fucking lightsaber?
But that's what it looks like they did. Absolutely,
that's
they did.
That's what they should do, right?
Well, that's what they did here. I don't
want to fight about it. Can I fight?
I'm always fighting. I'm just saying. I am a fighter. No, I'm just, no, it looks fun. I mean, it's anime. So right now I'm going to suspend all of this belief about what's happening. And, you know, some of it looks serious. Some of it looks not so serious. So it's fine. We'll check it out. It'll be on Disney Plus. We'll do a one shot and we'll see how it go, you know, but I just thought it was interesting how fast this thing came and what it ended up being, because I had no idea that this is what Star Wars Visions was. You know what I'm saying? Who knew what that was from the title, but now it makes sense. Okay, fine. We got Jedi and Sith, and I hope they don't do well-known characters. Now, that's one thing I would prefer to see, characters you've never seen before. I just think that's better for when you do shit like this, you know, like just give me some stories that go off in a different direction. It don't always have to be somebody related to Luke Skywalker. That's all I'm saying.
You know? Yeah, I get it. I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
I actually have zero skin in the game, so.
No, I know. I can tell by the way you. I'm like, yeah, I don't.
Whatever. Fart into a bag and tell me it's a Star Wars fart bag. I'm like, sure.
Well, I like Star Wars, guys, and I haven't watched anime in 9 years, so, you know, I don't know. Yay.
Woohoo! Right. I'm fucking running to the TV right now. I'm just going to sit there. I'm just going to sit there and wait until it comes out. I'm not going to go to work. I'm going to quit my job. I'm going to wait until whatever this fucking is.
Yes. All the bullshit that comes from Tifflebot. Anyway.
Fuck you. You asked for it. Here's the thing. I was trying to be like, oh, this looks good. And then you were like, I'm not going to. I don't like it.
Well, you know.
I don't like it. Blah, blah,
blah, blah. I hope I do like it, though. You know, I hope I watch it and it's like, I like this.
Oh, everyone listening. Montego hopes he likes something. Watch out.
Yeah. I hope I do. Because sometimes I just...
Gonna love it. It's your fucking favorite shit.
Here we go. Let's talk about something a little bit more interesting.
Let's get to talk about something that I think we both can agree on.
Oh, my God. So, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm about to loosely tie this Jeopardy story into nerdom because...
Well, it kind of is, though.
One, it heavily involves LeVar Burton, Geordi LaForge, you know, from Star Trek. And so, that's one thing. The other thing is... Alex Trebek's last performance was in this movie.
Last performance. Well, I guess it was a performance.
It was a performance. He was in this the Free Guy movie.
Because he wasn't actually on Jeopardy.
Right. So, you know, so there we go. So that's our tie. So anyway, if you guys have been paying attention, I have. So they started, you know, Alex Trebek, he passed. Like everybody knows, it's been a while too. And they were, you know, going to keep the show going. You know, and one man is not going to stop the show. Now, Alex was sick for a while, right, Tiff? So he had like some people that he really, you know, say, hey, this lady here, I know it's a lady that's a lawyer on CNN and she fine as hell. But anyway, he had actually said, hey, I think she'll be a great host, you know. But of course, the studios have their own thing, you know, when it comes to it. So what they did was, Tiff, and stop me if I'm wrong, you know, many of the previous co-hosts were like, hey, I want the job. And so they were like, well, we're going to start looking at all these people. So they had this process where they, you know, were looking at these people and looking at the ratings that they were having. And so what they said originally was, hey, these people here had bigger ratings because fans of LeVar Burton said he went on there and he killed it and it was great. So the studio was like, whoa. LeVar Burton's, when he was on for the show for the 1 week that he was on, even though everybody else were on multiple weeks, The one mm-hmm. week he was on, it was the most lowest rated, but it was against like the other channel. I think the Olympics or something was on. You know what I'm saying? Something.
Oh, well, for fuck's sake.
Right. And so they already said that the show's ratings have been steadily going down. So, you know, whatever. So some of these other people's ratings were when the show was at a higher status. And like even Aaron Rodgers was on the show and he got 2 weeks, you know. So Hollywood pretty much felt like LeVar Burton it wasn't a fair process because they weren't really, you know, they didn't really have some people they brought into, you know, and talked to and stuff like that. I don't even think they talked to this cat. But the fans were like, hey, Jeopardy, he was great. So then this guy, one of the producers of the show, he was just named out of nowhere, Mike Richards, right? And everybody was like, what? So mm-hmm. he was a new host, you know, and people was like, oh, who the hell is this dude? Oh, well, we don't care. All of a sudden, somebody went and dug in this cat's past and said, hey, wait, first of all, he was a producer on The Price is Right. And it was like some racist shit going on with a lawsuit. Because you remember the ladies were like suing, and I know the black lady sued, and, you know, hostile work environment. And he was involved in that, and he did some shitty stuff in that. Then I guess he had a podcast back in the day. He said some shitty stuff. You know, I don't know exactly what he said from back in the day, but then I'm going to step down. It was like, God damn, dude was the host for like a week, right? And so then he's going to step down, right? So mm-hmm. what I thought was great was some of the people in Hollywood that came out that had stuff to say, specifically a few people. Roxanne Gay said she was about to write an article about how how wrong they treated him, and he wasn't even a part of the process, and he was just left out. And Ryan Reynolds, he said, and I quote, he says, pretty contestantly from 2013 to 2014, Deadpool would explode on Twitter with fans wanting me to play him. It was awkward because I agreed with them, but the studio didn't see it. Ultimately, the fans won, and the rest is glorious history. I'm forever grateful. And then he says, hi, at LeVar Burton. And so, like, everybody is like,
yeah.
got something to say to LeVar Burton. And like, yo, well, you guys effed up. Hey, LeVar Burton. I mean, just stars all down the run. So I thought that shit was, I love this story. It's just like, what y'all gonna do now? You know what I'm saying? What y'all gonna do?
I think he's gonna get it. Well, that's my hope. Mm-hmm. I mean, okay, so I do like that The Daily Show, Trevor Noah, says, what a huge fuck up. Sorry, what is a huge fuck up?
I love Trevor Noah.
So I think like right now, what I had known from the stuff on Twitter that was going, because it's been kind of a big Twitter thing that's been going on, is that the Mayim Bialik, who was on, she was Blossom, but then she was also on
The
Big Bang Theory. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Is going to be, is potentially going to be the host.
For the evening.
But she's for some like crazy.
Some other shows, like when they do the special shows, she's supposed to be the host. But you said she's nuts?
Yeah.
She has mental health issues or is she just out of control?
No, she's an anti-vaxxer.
Okay. All right. You got those thoughts out there.
Mm-hmm. Et cetera. Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. Et cetera.
She has strong opinions, I see.
So. And so I don't know. I just like, just pick LeVar Burton. My God, what's going to happen? What's the worst? And the thing about it is that like, here's a news flash for you. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's one of two things that makes Jeopardy, right?
Uh-huh.
It is either that Jeopardy is so good, right?
Yeah.
That we don't all love it so much.
No matter who hosts it, right?
That it doesn't fucking matter who hosts it.
I kind of think that.
In which case, give it to LeVar Burton, or the show was completely 100% reliant on Alex Trebek, and therefore, who fucking cares who the host is? Because it's not going to be like it was.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I believe that LeVar Burton has the charm and charisma.
Oh God,
the smarts and
super charming.
Here's the thing. Honestly, you want to know what I really think, fucking listeners? I think he might be a better host because, and if I'm honest, I love Jeopardy and I love Alex Trebek, but sometimes he was kind of a douche to people.
I wouldn't know. I never. I've watched it, but I wasn't an avid watcher. But
like, if you ever watch that show, you're like, what a. I'm like, Alex can't wait to fucking
little douchey Alex
tell these fuckers to be like, oh, actually, he's the actually guy. He, I mean, and that was his role on the show, and I get it. you know, but I'm just, what I'm saying is that, like, there were sometimes I'm like, that was a little harsh. This poor person just lost all this money.
Yeah. With his card with the answer on it right there.
Actually.
Yeah, I think the whole thing was just a, you know, I thought he was going to be a shoo-in to begin with, because I was like, wow, that's, you got a built-in Star Trek audience, and, you know.
That seems like a pretty good, like, I just thought, yeah, compared to all the other people that they were talking about, I was like, why wouldn't you pick him? He's, like, the most famous one you have.
Yeah, but, you know, they, apparently, he didn't even get a fair shake.
I guess I'm going to have to be the one that says it, because people have been dancing around it. Not you. I mean, I think people are like, no, I'm pretty sure that's the reason. Why would you choose Mayim Bialik over him? Who?
Yeah.
Most of America would be like, who?
Well, we live in a pretty divided society right now, man. You know, so.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, everyone.
It's amazing what has happened, you know, to, you know, you're either on one side or another now. That's just sober nuts to me. I wish the shit would stop, but I don't know. This might be what's the catchphrase? The new normal. You know, just how split people are on culture and dumb shit. But like, we get too serious. It's a nerd show. Let us throw some sunshine on it. No, but you got a great point, Tiff. Because it didn't. I mean, why did he only get 1 week to even, you know, host? Period. You know what I'm saying? And he's been, you know, willing to do his duty, and he's the only bona fide star there. Come on,
right.
I mean, we talking about Kunta Kinte here, man.
It's a good combo because he's got the Star Trek, like, he's got his acting stuff, which, I mean, also Roots stuff like that. Obviously, like, talented actor.
Yeah.
And I think people see him and they only see Geordi, which, by the way, he does a good job as Geordi, so fuck off.
Let me say this about his character, Geordi. Out of all the characters from the Next Generation and from Picard, in my opinion, I watch the way people react to these different people. He has such a presence. You know, you can bring in Riker, you can bring in Picard. After that, who are you going to bring in? Gates McFadden? Nobody gives a shit about her. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
But you know what I'm saying. He's like,
bring them all back. But what I'm saying is that, yes, I agree. Like, he's got that kind of, but also, like, okay, I'm talking about, like, that nerd power, but
yes,
you double it down.
There you go.
With the reading rainbow power.
Yeah.
Like, he has the presence to, like, if you've never listened to LeVar Burton Reads as a podcast where he just reads short stories, and not like for children necessarily. Mm-hmm. He'll read like this short story that he found on this website, or like a short story that was in the New York Times. And it's just like the I'm not talking about the calmingness of it necessarily, because it's not. It's entertaining, but like the delivery.
Yeah. He's a trained actor, so there you go.
I'm upset. I've made myself mad.
Well, I'm interested to see what's gonna come next week with this
fucking
drama.
Fix it.
This dude had fucking to step down.
Get off,
like,
your asses and fix it.
Tiff, it was like 4 days or something.
I just don't understand why they would. What kind of a fucking running man, weird ass, futuristic bullshit are we doing? Where we're like, well, let's just put all of them. We'll give them a week.
Well, no,
we'll see how they do.
He was the only one.
I know the other one had more.
Yeah, right, but yeah, right. And then this guy,
take a person based on other reasons.
Hey, so Richard didn't bother to vet himself. He, you know, he was a producer on the show. He's like, no need to vet me. I know what I've done. I'll take the job.
I'm good. Nothing could possibly happen between now
and Tuesday.
The time that I take the show. Nothing. We're good. Put it on the air. Actually, I wanted to say something before, right before that we start recording. I'm a murderer. Is that going to be a problem?
Has anybody found a body? Does it?
Anyway, just go roll tape. We got to get this done.
Right. Oh shit!
Like,
fast.
What the fuck is wrong with you people?
I know that was fast, Tiff. Anyway, that was fast. I'm not even saying that.
And this is not even necessarily about that guy at all. I don't care. I'm talking about the fact that, like, it's just, why wouldn't you choose LeVar Burton? We've gone on a long time about this, and I could probably talk all day about this, but that is not what the people want.
No, it's not. So we're gonna cut it. But I just think, I thought it was such a fascinating story. I've been looking at this all week, and I was just like, this is great. This whole thing is just, wow. Even when they announced that him and the other lady was gonna be the host, everybody was like, what? This is all this time. This is what y'all settled on. Anyway, let's keep it moving. So we're gonna take a break, Tiff. That's it for the news, man. You know, that's it for the news. So we're gonna take a break, and we'll be right back with what is the name of that thing? It's called Fixed by Fans. I'm gonna have to sear that into my memory. The new name. We'll be right back. All right, man, it's time. We're back for Fixed by Fans. Now, we had this on the show before, like I explained at the top, and we called it You Fixed It. You know, it was just my little dumb thing. I came up with the game, but the name, Tiff is the namer person here. She does all the cool names that we do for this stuff.
Oh, my God.
You do. You will have a lame name, and you'll be like, why don't we call it Boom? And I'll be like, ooh, shit. Spicy. Yes. Anyway, so Fixed by Fans is we take a property that may have been great, and we add our two cents in and make it greater, complete it, make it excellent. Or we take something that was shitty and say, look, this is all you had to do, you know, and then it would have been either watchable or great or whatever. So we try to fix the movie by our suggestions, you know. Hindsight is 2020, but and we know that. So F off. It's easy to criticize once it's over. So Tiff, what movie are you trying to fix today?
I am going to, do a little fixing on Jupiter Ascending.
Woo!
Break out
your tube box. You need a whole crew.
Sorry, I'm just going to have to just throw the whole movie out.
Oh, shit. So go ahead.
Oh, okay. So I thought you were going to tell me what yours was. Oh, I guess it's going to be a surprise.
It's no surprise. I'm going to do Tron Legacy. You know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. See, and we're trying to keep this theme, y'all, which for the video game this week. So there we go, y'all. It's all about games. So go ahead, Tim.
Sorry, I was having a little yawn. I tried to do it off the mic there for you.
Okay.
For the people. You're welcome, people.
And then I'm like, Tiff, you're
hello,
on.
Hello? I thought this was going to take 2 seconds. It didn't. It took forever. It was a long one. Earth, so in this movie, it's so hard to comprehend, kind of even to explain the basic plot of this movie as it stands now. Is basically that, like,
Russian Mila.
There's other planets, and to boil it all down to its bare essentials, because there hasn't been a good ruler of space or some shit.
Freddie Redmayne was in this movie, right?
Yes, yeah, Eddie Redmayne.
Eddie Redmayne, yeah.
So the royalty that is now ruling in space, oh God, they're bad. And what they do is they take different planets' life essences and make youth serum out of them.
Something
so they
like
can
that.
Remain forever young.
Yeah.
Okay, so just so we all know what's happening. Yeah, it's fucking stupid. It's the fucking stupidest thing. So first and foremost, okay, what I'm going to change is the first part of this movie where Jupiter, which is a fucking stupid name.
It is.
Because, you know, her dad's into space. Yeah, you can make a better name than Jupiter.
Yeah, how about Venus?
Jupiter just, I mean, if there's anyone out there listening to saying that Jupiter is your name, I'm sorry. So it's her father's favorite planet.
Yeah.
She's obsessed with space. Well, it ends up that, like, I guess I kind of remember that they're like undocumented, right? Because
yes,
they're actually space aliens, which, and I understand what they're trying to do here, but you're doing it so badly that you're actually hurting people. So I want you to just go ahead and get rid of that illegal alien stuff.
Okay.
But bye-bye. Okay.
No alien, illegal alien. There we go.
Okay. Because all they're illegal aliens, but wink, wink, it's from space. People are fucking suffering out here. Okay. They're fine. Okay. They live in a nice house or a decent house or whatever. And she's just going about her daily life. Period. That's how I would change the first beginning of the movie.
They were all sisters, right? They were all one of a bunch of women or something like that. That was Russian.
Yeah, they were living in like on the floor of the house.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what? Anyway, she loves space, so she wants to sell her eggs and get a telescope. because she has to clean houses for a living and isn't making very much money doing that because she's an illegal alien. Wink, wink, again. So I'm like, first off, no. Mm-hmm. Because this egg, I thought, when I first watched this movie, just get rid of this whole egg thing. Mm-hmm. Get rid of the telescope thing. Mm-hmm. I don't give a shit about that. There's nothing in there to do that except for it gets her to set up to the to meet these aliens who are the keepers who I believe are trying to kill her. And so they find her at the egg clinic. Okay, well, no. If they are these intergalactic beings who are sent to find you, they're going to find you. Yeah. And so therefore, why couldn't we have like a more interesting like... So instead of this whole first part of the movie where she is like cleaning toilets and it's sad that she's poor and she's blah, 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 like really setting us up for the dichotomy between her has and have lifestyle that will eventually happen. You could have just had her living an average life and then had these keepers come down and be like, we're here to arrest you because you're an alien. Her be like, I'm sorry, what? It was like, no.
It was a lot for the audience to try to exhort.
It was, because they made it so much more convoluted than it had to be. She could have just been an average woman. The aliens come for her. She's like, that's insane. You're an insane person.
Yeah.
And then when the dog man comes, which.
Wolf man, right? He's a wolf man.
No, he's a dog. No. He is a dog.
Oh, shit. Okay.
It's very clear in the movie that he is a dog.
Wolf, dog, same thing.
He's got
No, I know. No, it's not dog. Wolf. It's dog. Canine. Go ahead.
He's got his dog ears. And I believe he wears a collar, but I can't be 100% sure. So the first thing I'd like to say is, no dog alien.
Yeah. What about the cool skates? Would you keep the cool skates?
The cool sneakers?
Yeah, the cool, whatever those was, you know, little
skates. I think he rides like a hover.
Yeah, yeah. It's like
a hover bike.
Oh, I thought it was like the shoes was actually
they,
like.
Yes, they make you fly. Yeah. I don't fucking know. They're stupid.
Oh, you'll get rid of that?
So I just want you to take this whole dog. Sure, there can be aliens. Sure, there can be dog aliens. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure later in the movie, they're like, yeah, I'm just a horny dog. And I was like, I'm going to kill myself. So get all that shit out of there. Okay. And then I'm going to need you to scale back just everything that happens in space.
Okay? Yeah, there was a lot going on.
Eddie, there's so many things. It could be as simple as here's a simple plot for you. Eddie Redmayne bad.
Hey, he was
Jupiter good.
He was running around with that dress on, mad as hell the whole movie.
I know. And here's the thing. Your plot of your movie made Eddie Redmayne a bad actor.
I know. He was just, I'm mad. Look at my dress. I'm mad.
So like you could have just scaled that back a little bit and had him be like, well, I mean, like, yeah, sure. So what I would have do with this movie would be to take it, make it simpler, take the plot out about the youth serums because it doesn't make fucking sense. Mm. And like, also like it's a little, what do I want to say? Kitschy. It's like it's schlocky. That idea itself is schlocky, that you would be sucking the human essence out of a planet to use for a youth serum. What?
Right.
Botox. If you're going to go that route, you're going to have to like get, it's just going to be really silly. And this movie is really silly, but they want you to take it seriously. Oh, and you can't.
I'm about to say, it was serious as a heart attack, Tiff. It was serious as a heart attack. Nobody smiled the whole movie.
It was a serious movie. So it's either going to, so instead of it being a youth serum, I would say like that the planets, like that Earth was created just as a farming planet.
Or
that they use then to, you know.
Yeah, yeah. You can use, your planet is going to save our planet. But at the end of the
fine.
Something like that. That's some larger scale other than my beauty.
Right. I think that they did that because they were like, these people are so fucking bad that all they care about is looking good. I'm like, I get it. But the message is a little heavy handed. So if you really want to make a good movie, you just have to like scale that back. So, I mean, like, and then we get it. She loves space.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it turns out because she's the queen of space.
Yeah, she was like the princess or some shit like that. Yeah, yeah.
Which is fine. So what they should have done was just made it so that she's a regular person. She finds out she's royalty. She fucks the dog man, but they don't talk about that.
Goodness gracious.
It just happens. It's not youth serum. It's a farm planet that they're going to kill. She saves it. The end.
Okay.
I'm not even saying that what I have given you is a good movie, but it is better than whatever toilet paper they wiped their ass with and left on the movie theater floor. It is awful.
Yeah, honestly, Tiff, you had some good suggestions, but I don't even think what you said would even help.
You can't fix it.
Yeah, it would have to be completely something different.
You have to throw it all in the trash. Just not throw the whole thing in the
trash.
I'll
tell you what they did do well, though. It looked pretty.
I can't believe
it was gorgeous.
Actually, one of the notes I said was focus on your visuals.
It was gorgeous.
They're very strong.
Oh, they were super strong. You know, he looked cool as hell skating on them little skates.
When she comes in to get married in that scene and everything's red and white, that's an awesome scene. Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful scene. And then everyone starts opening their mouths and saying stuff like, "I know you're royalty because bees follow you," and "I'm sad because I'm ugly." Like, everybody, shut up.
Hey, Tiff. Well, I think I can totally fix this movie. Now, funny about
let's hear it.
Tron Legacy. Tron, the first movie, was god-awful, and people say they love it, and you loved it because you was a stupid little kid, because I was a stupid little kid, and it was all computer-generated. But if you watch that sucker, you will fall asleep. It's like, whoa. And, you know, to me, the strongest parts about the first original Tron was people are going to say, like, you know, the computer-generated scenes, but really it was the real-world scenes, in my opinion. You know, it relied too heavily on the visuals. So, but I'm talking about mm-hmm. Tron Legacy. You know, this is the sequel. Took them 20 years to do it. A lot of this was right. Now, I just want to tell you right from the beginning, the movie did make $400 million. So it was definitely a box office success.
That's a lot.
However, exactly. It still was tore up by critics and fans. Like, people hated it, right? It was a lot of stuff I liked about this movie, and I think if you just tweak just a couple little things, you would have had a good movie. First of all, the biggest mistake they made was having Jeff Bridges being the bad guy with the early computer-generated young self thing going on. So he played Clue, which was his own self.
I've never seen either one of these movies, so I'm...
Okay, well... The fans know. And he just didn't, the technology wasn't there. Mm-hmm. And I don't even think he should have been the bad guy. The original Tron, the one guy, the computer was based off of the evil guy who ran the corporation, okay, and stole their programs. So you had Cillian Murphy in this movie, and he was working at the company, and he had one little tiny ass scene where he was the new programmer, essentially in the same spot as the bad guy. You mean to tell me you put Cillian Murphy in this movie for literally less than 30 seconds and you didn't use him to be the ultimate bad guy? Are you high? Are you nuts? That was it. And then you use a computer generated thing from the actor from the old movie to be the bad guy? No. Like, this guy could have just been a sneaky little dude. You know, he was like, you know, looking like a straight up, you know, proper nerd. His character inside the computer could have been so badass, you know, because Cillian Murphy is an actor, you know, he can play whole thing. He can play evil. You watch
Peaky Blinders. He's going to act my pants off.
Oh, exactly. We're going to act Tifflebot's draws off. Tiff.
I'm so sorry.
Literally, he might have been in the movie for like 45 seconds.
Ooh, that's a waste. That's a fucking waste.
Exactly. And so he wasn't the bad guy. So you could have fixed it by making him the bad guy. Plus, you had a linear story that should have been dual. Okay, so they jumped inside a computer. They did something that was really cool. It's when 3D was getting hot. So once you stepped in the computer world, they signaled you to put on your 3D glasses, and then everything was like dope. Keep that. That was
dope. That is kind of cool.
Yeah, and everything inside the computer was dope. My issue was that the lead actor was fine. Jeff Bridges, he was fine. And what's that woman's name who was on House? What's her name? Hetland? No, Olivia Wade. Olivia Wade was in it.
Olivia Wilde?
Yeah, Wilde. I'm sorry. She was in it. And so she was bad as hell. Her character was good. The problem was you had this story where she was like a person from another, it's almost like another planet, but no, like it was a created AI, her and her, all her people, but the evil computer person killed them all because they were like better algorithm. So they were like people who walked out of the wasteland, like refugees. He killed them all except for her. And my thing was, they didn't reveal this until the middle of the movie. The movie should have started with her people coming out of the wasteland and you showing this, you know, this new crowd of people coming in, populating the area. And then you had the son who got sucked into the computer. Then that's the rest of the movie is in the computer. No, Tron is strong on both fronts. When I would have liked to see some in and out of the computer. You know, like, we got to do this, but I got to go to the real world. This ain't going to work. And then, you know, real evil bad guys and computer evil bad guys, and just had a dual stories going on at the same time, with the star going in and out of the computer program, and to you know, make you feel like more like, if I die, I'm gonna die in here. I'll die either way. You know what I'm saying? So The stakes didn't seem high enough for me, and it seemed like the story was so laid out, and they had some boring moments where they were like sitting around talking about the fabric of the universe, and it was just like, what are y'all doing? It's an action movie. It's not a philosophy movie, and you had a lot there, but you didn't utilize
so
it.
So mad.
Yeah, yeah, I tell you, that would have fixed this movie. That's all you had to do. It would have been fixed. It would have been beautiful. Everybody would have been happy, and we move on about our business, and you wouldn't have the fans sitting there talking about, this isn't Tron. And hopefully them fans that's talking about this isn't Tron don't want that old, boring, original Disney Tron back, because that shit was terrible. I'm sorry. I even love Tron. I love Tron. I watch it, but when I watch it, I'm like, oh, boy, this is terrible. It's terrible. It's just so boring.
But you like it.
Yeah, it's but it is boring, Tiff. Like, you watch that movie, it'll have you nodding, man. It's just like, ooh, and it's bad. Anyway, all the rest of the actors could have stayed. I loved them all, but it's just the director screwed up. And so they never had a Tron 3 only because, you know, this, that, and the other. $400 million and never a Tron 3. I'm surprised. Anyway, there we go. So that's how you fix it, man. And if it's if any Tron fans out there, let me know what y'all think, man.
Yeah. And if somebody out there just fucking loves Jupiter Ascending or whatever, you can get to me.
I don't know. You might not find one of those, Tiff. I don't know.
I bet it's somebody's favorite movie, which, no judgment, because we all like what we like, but it's garbage.
I'll judge you. No.
It's trash.
Oh, shit. So that's going to do it, Tiff. That's it for Fixed by Fares. I really want to know how y'all feel about some of these fixes. So get at us. So that's it. We're going to take our final break. We're going to be right back. It's time for Free God, Tiff. Oh, shit. Here we go. So we'll be right back. We are back, man. Back from an argument. So, we're doing Free Guy, man. 2021 PG-13 in 1 hour and 55 minutes. Action, comedy, sci-fi. Yeah, I guess so.
Sure.
Director Sean Levy, man. A bank teller discovers that he actually is an NPC inside of a brutal open world video game. That's a synopsis. Who's in this movie, Tiff, since I'm the name Jacker Upper?
Ryan Reynolds.
Indeed.
Jodie Comer.
Yes.
Lil Rel Howery.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
That's hard for me to say. Utkarsh Amdukar and Joe Keery and Taika Waititi.
Taika Waititi's funny ass.
Everyone's favorite, Taika Waititi.
Indeed. So, man, it's time for, one. God damn it. One.
It's not time.
One. It's not. One.
One. One. One.
One word, Tiff, what you got?
I'm like, cut that shit out. I'm gonna say average.
Average. Wow. Average, yeah. average. Explain.
So, I mean, like, actually, probably, like, if I was gonna be really hard on it, I would say that it's self-involved. It's like pretentious.
Oh, okay.
In a weird way. But go on, what's your one word?
Bullseye. Is my one word.
Holy shit. Okay, we're about to have a problem.
I think this movie did exactly what it wanted to do.
Go.
I think it nailed the video game experience to the max. And I thought the comedy was great, man. I laughed my ass off in this movie. So there we go. I think Bullseye. Mm-hmm. So there we go.
All right, okay.
Tiff is moaning and groaning, but let us roll. So, man, let's hit them spoilers. Get that out of the way. We're about to talk about it. We're gonna hit it hard. So, man, I don't know. You know, a lot of the stuff that you saw at the beginning was set up with the trailers, you know, showing him getting up and going about his day and the place getting robbed and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that was, you saw a lot of that, so it wasn't a surprise. But I was so happy that it was much more to this movie than it was what you saw in the trailer. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It was like, it wasn't over. We saw the trailer, you saw the whole thing. So how do you like the setup, Tiff?
Sure. I think this is fine, right? Like, this beginning is, let's just letting us know that he's in this world an average dude, which is, let's be clear. I do believe that this movie was made off of the premise that somebody in their mom's basement or wherever, probably not, it's probably actually a rich person who came up with this movie, was like, ha ha, it's funny because he is a free guy, and his name's Guy, get it? So like a lot of the jokes that in some of the jokes in this movie are about like the fact that like there's that little who's on first going on.
Yeah.
The fact that like we're like, oh, you're the guy. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm Guy. No, yeah, I'm a guy. I'm like, oh God, if I hear one more joke about being named Guy, I'm gonna walk out.
Blue shirt guy.
But like later he's called Blue Shirt Guy by people who are online. But then also his best friend is Buddy.
Yeah. I love that relationship.
Everybody, you get it?
It was so whimsical. Everybody, it was,
I just want to make sure that you get it, though.
It was fine. Do you get it? It was fine. I like how the dude dropped the damn belt every time somebody came
like
in.
I like him.
That was great.
He is my favorite character. I don't, fuck you, Ryan Reynolds. Get out of here. I want to see more of this guy.
Yeah, Buddy was great. And, what I liked about this movie was the duality. I like having the two
inside outside.
Yes, I love that. That's the same thing I said about Tron. That's
really wise. Okay, so in this movie, basically, is that Free City is a game kind of like a Fortnite or something that like you can play on your computer.
Grand Theft, Fortnite.
It's got like a lot of elements of a lot of games because like there really isn't. I mean. It's like kind of like an MMO RPG where you're like
choose in different the missions. City. Yeah.
Also, I do find it to be, and I know that it happens in open world games too, so don't get on me about it. But that like it's an quote unquote open world game, but then like it's a very, very small window area.
Well,
they're working in.
Well, you get to, yeah, because you have your missions.
Open world really just means that you can go where on the map of the city.
Right.
Anywhere.
Yeah. And so.
It doesn't necessarily mean it goes forever.
The chaos that ensues, you know, that they're used to. I love it. It's like, it's so over the top, but the characters in the movie react to it perfectly. You know, that this is just life and they're not feeling oppressed or anything like that. It's just what happens. And so. He sees the girl, right? And then he decides to put the glasses on. And at that point is where he sees that it's all a game and he's following her around. And I like this stuff. And, you know, he's testing his boundaries. Then he gets to the point that he talks to her. She thinks he's a regular person. And then he wants to do the level up. And I loved the level up.
The level up is probably montage. My favorite part of the movie.
It was so good. It was so good because he was doing so much shit.
Checking his stuff.
Yeah. Taking everybody's guns and stuff. I just thought it was great the first time he got money. Ryan Reynolds is just great in this movie. He's so good.
I do have a...
Go ahead.
So I have said this on my Twitter, but we can just go ahead and talk about it.
All right.
I think that maybe Ryan Reynolds isn't funny, or he isn't that funny, but we give him a lot of leeway because he's so handsome. I think we've all been a little bit bamboozled because he's charming and handsome. And therefore, we look at him and the things that he does that are funny-ish or whatever. We're like, yeah, that's really funny.
You may have a point, but I think it works for me, man. I think the dude is funny, you know, and I'm over his I'm over his handsomeness, man, and the stuff. It's his subtleties that his comedic timing and for the subtleties is the good stuff, and I just dug it, especially the way he portrayed that character as just being so earnest and bright eyed and accepting. You know what I'm saying? And even like when he learned all the dirty words and he started saying all the offensive things, and it was like,
yeah,
that was so funny to me. It was like it was real written, and he played it right. So I love your boy from Stranger Things and that whole story going on outside. And let's talk about Taika Waititi when he comes in and he's...
Yeah, I want to know what you think about him because I think it's terrible.
I thought it was great. At first, honestly,
I
thought
like
it was...
someone...
Go ahead.
Well, I feel like someone was like... Because I think that Taika Waititi is a fine actor. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that, like, I'm not sure he's, you know... I mean, like... He probably falls somewhere in like a mid-level range, where it's not like he's some kind of great remember for always actor. He's not like a garbage dump. But like even in this, I was just kind of like, wow, did someone just tell him to just be bad at acting? Because like that's what it felt like.
Okay, so this is how I looked at his character. His character ain't nothing. All these cats is nothing but nerds who are not cool. But because he's making money, he's that's this character's idea of what cool would act like. I mean, he's using words that, you know, just going out of his way to find cool words and perform a certain way because he's a damn nerd. You know, he was living in his mama's basement, but now he got all this money and he thinks he's cool. So this is this character's idea of what cool would act like. And it worked for me. I felt it. I was like, I was cracking up at his performance. At first, I was like, uh-oh. But then, like, I thought he reeled it in and he kept it. You know, kept it going, and I loved his performance. Especially,
I'm not saying there aren't funny parts about it. I'm just saying that, like, overall, that was my impression. Okay. But and then my next problem with this movie is my most common problem with movies, generally speaking.
What's that?
You know what I'm gonna say?
That it was blowing itself.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, it was blowing itself, but fine, whatever. That's not my main problem with movies. This movie is 2 hours long.
Yes.
This is a 90-minute movie max. And when you watch this movie, what it feels like is like how I would describe it would be like a Despicable Me, but made for adults.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Childish.
Yeah.
Feel to it that like makes me feel like, oh, whoever made this thinks I'm dumb.
Oh really?
That's kind of like how I felt when I was watching.
Get that on.
Like, there's just some stuff that happened.
I enjoyed it. I was having fun. It was like fun to me. You know?
I think that that's great.
Oh god! Don't try that.
That's fine. That's fine. But we get to kind of like the beginning of the part of the movie is more like guy discovering that he wants to. So we have like a dichotomy where like guy knows he's changing, but doesn't know that he's not real.
Yeah.
And everyone else thinking that he's real,
right?
Even though he's not,
right?
And so, and he's worked and has gotten close to Molotov Girl, Millie, who is actually just playing the game because Taika Waititi's character has stolen the code, not stolen. Sold it and shelved the code for a game that they had called Free City.
It was something.
What was there? It doesn't matter. They had a game.
A terrible game.
In which they, that is one thing I will say about this movie that they got right. There's a few things that they, I mean, it's got a lot of stuff, but like the one thing they got really right was that indie developer stuff where they're like, well, actually you don't even play the game, you just watch it.
Yeah, I was like,
so that's kind of shit that happened. So the idea was that like he bought the AI they thought that he was going to use it and therefore they were going to get paid dividends, and he claims that he did not use it, but then he did use it. So the point of this movie, or the conflict in this movie, is that they are trying to prove that he owes them money.
Yeah.
Basically, because he stole their code.
Yes.
Fine. I think that's fine. But what I'm trying to say here is that, like, there's parts in this movie where, like, we are working up to wherever. I'm just saying, like, cut some stuff out. We don't need to see you coming back and going back and coming back and going back, explaining over and over again that evidence needs to be taken. We already know that's what we're watching the movie for.
I will agree that it could have been a little shorter. It could have been a little shorter, you know.
It could have been 25 minutes shorter. And I mean, I'm not saying that I will cut this movie. I'm going to buy this movie and I'm going to cut it down and I'm going to show everyone how it could be. So there are some parts in this movie that I really enjoyed, actually. And then, I mean, that's fun, like fun little winky stuff that they do. And I will say that, like, yeah, that's pretty much how people play online video games.
Oh my god, it was so true with all the little idiot man. That scene with that little girl that was the little sister talking about smoke his ass. I was like, oh god.
Yeah, smoke his ass. I said smoke his ass. But so some of the things I did like was the when they have that fight scene their first fight scene together where they're trying to steal the code for the first time.
Yeah, and inside that vault, right? That was
yeah, that was cold. Really fun.
Yeah, it was.
I thought that was a really fun fight.
I'll tell you what I did like. I like this. Then, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, go ahead.
I like the scene with the nerd that had the Channing Tatum character.
Yes.
Because he was so like, you know, and the dude was so good looking and he was doing a little dance. And I was like, wow, that's video games right there, man. I was like,
the one part that I really, truly laughed at in this movie was when somebody shot someone. And then teabagged them.
Yeah, I saw that too. I was like, the old teabag.
Somebody played a video game. Somebody hired a consultant and they're like, this happens all the time.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what I was going to say about my other favorite thing about this movie.
I really enjoy Carrie in this game. Joe Carrie. Mm-hmm. This movie, Joe Carrie. He played Keys. I enjoyed him. You know, he's growing up in front of us.
I kind of forgot that he was, because you did say Stranger Things.
Yeah.
I didn't know who you were talking about, so I just ignored you.
He still got the same hair, but, you know, he's just growing up. And he's a fine little actor, man, you know. So let me ask you this.
And they are kind of saying,
go ahead. What? I said, let me ask you this, but go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think it's weird that in this movie, he's kind of portrayed as being
28, something like that.
A nerd. And a somewhat unnoticeable nerd, whereas in Stranger Things he's the hot guy,
the gorgeous guy, right.
You know, right? And I mean, I
everything I changes after high school. Everything changes after high school. You could be the hot guy, and then you're a loser when you're older. You know what I'm saying?
It's just like, true that you look at him. I think that maybe you could not notice him, but I do think he's cute.
I enjoy the boss battle with dude. I didn't know what was gonna happen.
I hated it. So
really, I
much
enjoyed
I
it.
Wanted it to die.
Really, I thought I enjoyed it. What was so bad about it? God damn.
Well, what was so bad about it? Because I'm just saying, you asked me. I'm telling you.
I'm listening. I want to know.
One, because I do not like that they couldn't just have. Why couldn't it be like a video game character that we're familiar with, because that happens a lot in games.
But would that have been predictable? That would have been Ready Player One, wouldn't it? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
That's fine. It would have been fine if Ready Player One did it in moderation. What I'm saying is that, like, if you had a character, like a skin of a character, like Duke Nukem or some shit, where you're like, okay, but like but again, we're forced to be like, ha ha, it's funny because it's him and his name's dude, not guy. Get it, everybody? I'm just like, fuck you. And whoever put his face on that body did a terrible job. Looks like shit.
Well, I think it was supposed to look
like the whole time.
Wasn't it supposed to look like
that? I mean, yeah, because he wasn't done, right?
I thought it was supposed to look like that. Yeah.
But even then, my problem with this fight is that the whole movie, pretty much, they don't do stuff like this. But in this fight, they pull out, I want to say, 4 or 5 things.
Yeah.
That are the actual video game stuff.
Yeah, they pulled out the shield, the lightsaber. I thought that shit was so cool, man. I thought it was cool.
I hated it. And I'll tell you why. That spread that shit out.
But guess what, Tiff? It wasn't even the boss fight. You thought it was going to be the boss fight.
It wasn't
the boss fight. And that's what I thought was cool about it. You know, I was like, oh, cool. And so then, like, the city, you know, kept deteriorating. And then you had them running, you know, to the edge of the pier. And the old boy, you know, got sacrificed. I was like, bravo for not making a fight be the boss battle. Great. Because you can only fight somebody so much. He was beating his ass and then, you know, pulled out the stuff. And then he ended up chasing birds away like a little goofball. And he wasn't the boss. You know, This Taika Waititi was the boss, you know, because he was in there smashing the damn universe up. And so I dug that. I thought it was well done. I enjoyed all of this. Now, I'm not saying this is a Academy nominated film here. You know, it was summertime popcorn. I felt good watching it. You know, it was like, this is what I paid for. You know, God damn it.
I think that's good. What? Why can't I not like something and then think it's fine that someone else does?
I'm not saying you can't not like nothing.
It felt very much like it was pandering to the wrong kind of people.
Oh shit! Like I think they hit. It was like on the head.
This is for people. I mean, and I get it because you play video games, but it just felt very much like for people who like do, I don't know. I felt stupid. I felt stupid while I was watching it. I felt like I was a stupid person.
Oh, yeah.
And then did you know, and I'm saying this is for people who like might go to it, like the old people in front of me who uh-huh. had gone to see it, probably just because what else are they going to do?
Uh-huh.
I don't know if all of the people who were talking, who were like streamers and stuff, uh-huh. were real, but I know some of them were.
Oh, I wouldn't know a damn streamer if I ever seen one in my life. So
no, I know some of those people. I was like, oh great. Vomit.
Yeah, you could have just had actors for that. We ain't need no real people.
But that's the thing, though. That's what I'm saying. It's that kind of shit, that insidious shit, where they're like, oh. We understand you, audience. These are the people that you look at most of the time.
Yeah.
Dig up, fucking eat my anus.
Oh, God.
Okay?
No, thank you.
So I will say, fuck you.
So, y'all, it looks like we split on this one again.
Jodie Comer. I want to talk about Jodie Comer.
Who is Jodie Comer? Jodie Comer.
She is Millie.
Oh, Millie. I've never seen her before.
She's a British actress.
Okay.
So she's in some stuff that I like, but she's also in Killing Eve.
Never seen that.
She's also good. She was in a preview in a movie.
She was in Star Wars Episode 9.
Was she?
Yep. I'm looking at IMDb. I said IMDb.
She was in a preview in the movie.
Oh, she played Rey's mother in Star Wars. So. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. All right. So anyway. There we go with Eve. So I dug it. Tiff hated it. So, no. Yep. Tiff said it was, oh.
Right. You said it was average. I thought it was, fine.
Do you hate it or was it just average?
It's average, but then I got mad because you liked it.
Goodness gracious. Yes, I liked it. So, we'll keep on chugging that way. So, I think that's it, Tiff. I think we came to do it and we got it done. We got a pretty good week coming ahead. We got Shang-Chi coming out this week. So
sorry.
We're going to check out Shang-Chi. So get ready for that for next week.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe we should do something like Enter the Dragon or something like that, you know, for the Patreon, okay. You know. Aha, yeah. There we go. So we got that together. So that's it, man. I'm the host of Fans Patrol. My name is Montego. With me is my dynamite co-host, Ms. Tiff Obod, who's a little sour puss, but it's all good.
You can say bitchy.
No, that's not my word.
I'm saying it.
Yeah, you don't hear me say that word too often, except when I say something
that's
like,
true.
Look here, bitch. You know, something like So until, say goodbye to the people, Tim.
It's been a pleasure as always. I am sorry.
Oh, shit. Until next week, man, we will be
on patrol.